Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail. Kyron may have been killed up to 2 years ago is the headline there. The Irish Sun, missing Kyron feared murdered. This is the news that Gardaí probing a young boy's disappearance now believe he was murdered. 8-year-old Kyron Dernan was reported missing in August, but yesterday cops launched a murder probe with it feared the child may have been killed as far back as 2022. A source said there is no substantive proof of life in regards to the boy. Just the most heartbreaking story. Lots of questions I'm sure people will have. There are certain things that Gardaí can't say, the media can't say. I'm sure more details will emerge, but it's this. The main thing now is to try and find this boy, the Garda hunt for Kyron Dernan, who they believe may be dead since 2022, which is absolutely heartbreaking. The Irish Daily Star, some of the Irish papers quicker than the British papers to get Liam Payne on the front pages. The Irish Daily Star, 1D star Liam killed in fall. The Irish Daily Mirror, 1D star Liam dead at 31. Singer Liam Payne died yesterday, aged 31, after falling from the third floor of his hotel in Argentina. The former One Direction star was holidaying in Buenos Aires with his girlfriend. It's believed he fell from around 13 or 14 metres and suffered very serious injuries incompatible with life. Big shock last night seeing this news. I know a lot of people couldn't believe it. 31 years of age, no age at all. And people also remember that Liam has a son with Cheryl Cole. He's a son called Bear with Cheryl Cole. So there'll be a lot more about this. I see Sky News. It's their only story this morning on their news programme. So there'll be a lot more throughout the day here on News Talk about Liam Payne's death. The Irish Independent, pressure builds on Sinn Féin over ex-senator. This is Sinn Féin admitting that former Senator Niall O'Donnell's inappropriate texts were being discussed for weeks within the party before any action was taken. The Indo says that Sinn Féin says it immediately referred the matter to the PSNI, but has now admitted there were discussions among younger party members before it was acted upon. Sinn Féin is also being challenged over why it didn't refer the senator's actions to Gardaí. They did refer to the PSNI, but the senator was based south of the border. So these are questions now for Sinn Féin. Staying with politics, the Irish Times on the front page, looking at an election date, which the media and politicians are fascinated by. Not sure members of the public are on the edge of their seat every day dying to know an election date, but certainly it's an obsession in media and political circles. And the latest is Tánaiste the Micheál Martin has done a podcast with the Irish Times, and he's opened the door to an early general election, signalling that he wouldn't object if some key legislation was passed in the coming weeks. He wouldn't object to having a pre-Christmas election. Also on the election, interestingly, in the Irish Independent, the abrupt cancellation of a planned trade mission to Poland for Taoiseach Simon Harris has stoked expectations that a general election is to be called imminently. Now, publicly, Simon Harris's advisers are saying nothing to see here. It's just about schedules and availability, and this happens a lot, that trade missions would be cancelled or moved. However, the Indo was saying that the fact that Simon Harris has cancelled this trade mission to Poland is kind of raising a few eyebrows and people wondering if he's going to call a general election. Elsewhere, Gardaí are stocking up, according to the Irish Times, on pepper spray designed specifically to deal with vicious dogs in response to a dramatic increase in canine attacks. Gardaí have purchased almost 500 units of a substance which is known as canine incapacitant spray in the last 5 years. So far this year, it has purchased 200 devices, double the number bought last year, and five times that which was obtained in 2022. So they're stocking up on this pepper spray to deal with the dangerous dogs. I have to give a shout out to two Irish women who are leading the way worldwide, Saoirse Ronan and Nicola Coughlan. This is in the Irish Daily Mail. Saoirse Ronan is the front of Vogue, talking about She says she's lucky. If she wanted, she could put Hollywood on hold to have babies. And then Nicola Coughlan is on the front of Time magazine. Both covers featured in the Irish Daily Mail. So lovely to see that. Two Irish women doing so well globally. Also, if you are in an office, you may be a fan of standing up when you're working, but apparently now that's bad for your health. The Telegraph tells us that standing desks do nothing to improve heart health and may raise the risk of circulation problems like deep vein thrombosis. So people thought that sitting was the new smoking. This is what was said for a while. The fear of sitting too much in the office was driving employees to opt for hybrid desks where you can stand up if you want. However, now they say that standing up is bad for your health. So sitting down, bad for your health. Now standing up, bad for your health. And finally, the clocks are going to change and going to continue to change. According to the Mirror, changing the clocks by an hour for winter time is here to stay. The government intends to keep moving our time back by an hour every October to keep the mornings brighter and the afternoons darker. Nothing more depressing than these dark afternoons where it's sort of dark by about 4 o'clock. However, Minister Helen McEntee has resisted calls to leave the clocks alone. She says we would have two time zones. We'd end up with two different time zones an hour apart between Newry and Dundalk on the border. So moving clocks is here to stay, is what we are told.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.